Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eilert. The Beloit Basketball Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
And again, welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Sean Arimus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team, to get things started. Coach, unfortunately, just one game since we talked last. We should have been talking about three games, but you've had some postponed or canceled. You're supposed to play Ellsworth and Sacred Heart last week, and both of those games called off due to quarantines and COVID issues with the other school, which you've been able to fight through and deal with all year here. Did play Southeast Saline on Tuesday, a 55-30 loss, second time around with them. Just overall, obviously, it looked like a slow start for you, but what were some of the things that stood out there on Tuesday?
Yeah, like you mentioned, it'd been a week since we played last, and, that's never good this time of year. But you have to take what the schedule gives you, and we went to Southeast knowing they were going to be a very talented team, and they liked to press and, cause havoc on defense, and we just didn't handle it well at all the first two quarters, and they got a big lead on us. And I thought we came out the second half with more, more intensity, and we're able to, score, but we just dug ourselves too big of a hole to start with, for sure.
With the way the season's gone, obviously you're not picking up a lot of wins. You've been up and down as far as playing games, like you just said, and trying to deal with that. What's the mindset of the girls like right now as you get ready for the final week and a half of the regular season here?
Yeah, we've got a lot of games, to smash in here in the last, two weeks. And that's what we need. We haven't had the game experiences this year that we've needed to grow and when you're with a young, inexperienced team, that's what you need. And we just haven't been able to get it consistently. We've practiced a lot, but you can't simulate a lot in practice. Mm-hmm. So we're just excited to have the opportunity to get to play a couple games here in the end.
Concordia is next for you. You don't have a game Friday. You'll play Concordia in basically a rescheduled game. It was supposed to be your first game of the year, but they moved it to this Saturday here. Concordia is a team that started to pick up a little bit and won some games. They're 6-8 here this season. Concordia, what do they present as far as challenges on Saturday?
Well, I know they have some guards that have been around quite a while that are seniors now, so they're going to have some experience in terms of leadership and that. So It'll be another challenge for us. We're just going to go out and hope we can get a game in and just improve each game as we look to end our season. So we're just excited to have the opportunity.
Sean Arimus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats this week. We thank you for the time again, coach, and best of luck on Saturday against Concordia.
Okay, thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. CloudPhone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how CloudPhone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Ryan Eilert joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Actually, had three games since we talked last. Losing out at Sacred Heart 62-27 Thursday. Then at Ellsworth 57-39 on Friday. You fall at Southeast Saline 74-52. Then on Tuesday, just kind of these last two games were both rematches for you. What were some of the things you saw? I know Ellsworth you had beaten, but you knew it was going to be a different game. And then Southeast Saline's got a lot of talent as well.
Yeah, I mean, right now all our games seem to kind of be similar to each other. We've started each game and been competitive early, but then we have a stretch where we turn the ball over and don't rebound it, and all of a sudden they jump out to a 10 or 15 point lead, and then it seems like we battle at that point for a while, and then in the second half we've kind of had the same stretch that the other team's able to push it up and into the 20s and even 30 or so. But each game you see plays that you're proud of the kids for making. That's stuff that you've worked on in practice, and we're making progress at on some different things. The the issues that have cost us, you know, early are still costing us now. The turnovers, we're just turning the ball over too much, and you know, a lot of them are leading to easy buckets for the other team, and then the rebounding. You know, Southeast last night shot it extremely well, and when they didn't make their first shot, they're able to get rebounds and put it right back in. And you know, for us to take steps forward, we've got to take care of the ball better and make more of an effort on the rebounding end to finish plays, because we're close. We're close on a lot of plays, a finish and a possession, but we just don't get it done. But you know, we've had different kids throughout this three-game stretch that have played well. I think right now Bryce Beisner is playing, you know, great. You're seeing improvement from him. You know, Maddox Waters last night had his best game of the year. Caleb shot it well last night, and continues to be, you know, our most solid offensive player. And the Ellsworth game, I thought Quinn played well. And then you got other guys, you know, coming in that are making plays at times that you see that, and just, you know, hope down the road that we can string a group of those plays together, and just instead of just showing glimpses here and there.
Next up for you is Concordia coming up on Saturday. This was supposed to be the first game of the season, but obviously there was some quarantine issues for both schools there early on this year, so you weren't able to get that game in. They moved it to this Saturday in February on the 13th. Just overall, when you look at Concordia coming off of a decent win last night against Riley County, they're 6-8. What are some of the things that concern you about their team?
Well, they've got a couple big kids inside that could cause us problems, and then some guards that are quick and athletic, and you know, it each game plan for us is kind of the same. We've got to make sure that we don't turn it over to lead points for them, and with those big kids inside, we've got to rebound. And it's a team that if we come out and you know, do some of those things, that hopefully we can compete with.
Right now, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan boys basketball team on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck there Saturday at Concordia.
All right, thank you.
And you can hear the game on KD Country 94 and watch on the online video stream at NCKSSports.com. Girls varsity coverage begins with pregame at 3:20 on Saturday in Concordia. Our Bullitt Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Trina Luters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Two wins since we talked last, coach. 62-20 win Friday at Natoma, then you win 73-15 over Pike Valley on Tuesday. Go back to Friday. What do you feel led to the big win there? I know Trinity had 29 for you, but you're able to pick up a 42-point win on the road.
We really worked our press well, and we got a lot of points off layups and pressuring the ball, and looked at our options on offense, and we were moving the ball well. It was a great team effort. I mean, Gracie Reiner also had 12, and so we were able to get them in, and we were able to run all 12 that we had in the book, and so that was also a goal of ours. We wanted to get everybody in, give them a chance to practice every press that we work on and every defense, and so we ran groups of five in and out so that we could get everybody practiced at that.
And then Pike Valley, as mentioned on Tuesday, you went 73-15 in that one. And I know these are two teams that haven't won a game all year, but how do you make sure the girls stay focused when they're going into those games, and how do you feel they did against Pike Valley then on Tuesday in kind of the same situation?
Same situation, yeah. We were focused. It is kind of hard to stay focused, but we were just talking about what we need to iron out and talking about what we need postseason. And so, again, we came out and we knew that we were going to practice our different presses and our different defense, and we came out with different combination of girls. And also, when we're coming into games like this, I carried 13 last night, and it's kind of our goal to get everyone not only in the game, but we'd like to get everyone in the book. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about how we want to move that ball around and get everybody offensive looks and practice in different defensive places. And so, like last night, I'm very pleased. We had three girls in double digits. We had Trinity with 14, Gracie with 11, and Brooke with 11. And then we had 10 people scoring on top of that. So when you look at the fact that we were able to run that many girls in and get 10 people scoring, that was a successful night for us as far as getting everybody involved in the game and cheering for our rotations that went in.
Stockton will be coming up next for you on Friday. A team you already played once. You beat them 2 months ago, 71-52. So obviously both teams probably looking a little bit different. What do you expect from Stockton? I know they've got some size for sure.
Yeah, I expect they'll be in ready to rebound and kind of shut down the inside for us. But, again, we're going to come out and we're just looking at different things that we want to iron out. And so again, we're going to come out and look at different people in different positions and rotating girls in and out as we can to get as many people on the court so that when you come into postseason, you have the depth that you're looking for postseason.
And Sylvan Lucas, we'll have next week on the radio as well. Just looking at the Lady Mustangs in a rematch, you played them already also and beat them by 29 at their place. I know they're probably improved. What do you remember from that and what do you need to do to have success against them again?
Yeah, they will. That will be a tougher game for us. They have good athletes, and I know that they've been working and improving just as we have, but our focus will have to be to keep our turnovers down on that and really jump on them defensively. And I just feel like we come out and we play our defensive game the way we want, and the offense just kind of falls in place for us. And so that's been our focus.
Trina Luders, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck in your next couple games here.
All right, thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
I welcome you back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Jamie Walters with us now, the coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You had Natoma on Friday, a very impressive win at their place, 61-43. Came back with Pike Valley on Tuesday, and you pull out a 50-45 win over the Panthers. Go back to Friday first. Natoma's been playing some pretty good basketball this year. What were some of the things that stood out and reasons you were able to pull away for the win there?
Yeah, I thought we played really well. You know, the biggest thing going in was just, you know, finding a way to handle their pressure, and I thought we did a really good job. Natoma plays pretty, you know, kind of like we play, aggressive, and they get after you and make it tough to, you know, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that for the most part. And limiting their, you know, their really good players. I thought Connor Schur and Dayton Lance both did a really good job on their key players. I thought they did a good job of limiting them and forced them into tough shots, and we were able to close out with rebounds for the most part. And so, yeah, I was proud of our effort.
Pike Valley on Tuesday, you know, without seeing the game, I'm guessing they probably hit some shots that they don't always make. You know, Pike Valley is one of those teams that can be up and down in that area, win by five. What were some of the things that stood out there Tuesday night?
It's funny you say that. There at the end of the first half, the Reeves kid made a – it was almost a full court shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the end of the half, but yeah, we got off to a really nice start. I thought we played really well the first quarter, and then and the second quarter wasn't bad. And then, you know, the officials kind of let them play inside, and their physicality. I mean, the Benny kid, what, 250 or 260, and the Flavin kid, we didn't handle their physicality inside very well. And so we, you know, settled for a lot of outside shots. And, you know, we got to do a better job of, you know, playing a little more physical in there. You know, if that's the way the officials are going to let it happen, then we need to be, you know, we need to match their physicality. And I felt like the first half, we did an okay job for the most part, but defensively, we allowed a, you know, too many second chance points. We didn't box out very well, and, you know, it's kind of been the story of the season. We haven't done as well as I feel like we should on that. and it only takes one guy, and that was kind of the case there, one or two guys weren't boxing out, and, you know, it hurt us. One kid had 12 or 14 points. I think all of them were on second-chance points during the first half, and so we've got to do a better job on that, and, you know, we got to get better inside, scoring the ball inside. We just don't do that very well, and a couple things we need to work on.
Yeah, Stockton coming up on Friday. That's a rematch of a game you played back in December on December 12th. It'd be exactly 2 months later with Stockton the second time around. What do you feel may be different this time for your team?
Yeah, I think defensively we're a better team than what we were then. You know, I just watched that tape here last night, and, you know, we're playing different people than what we did then. But they're a really good team. I mean, their record isn't great, and it never is, but when you play 3 and 4A schools all year, that's usually pretty tough on you. We're going to have to play well. I think the first game, I think it was, you know, 15. They got out to a 10 to nothing there right off the bat. Mm-hmm. It was 15 plus there in the third and fourth quarter, but we, you know, able to close it down to 10, I think, is what it ended up. But we're going to have to move the ball offense, and we're going to have to take care of the ball. They've got some guards out front that are, you know, not real big kids, but they're kind of long-armed, and they get passing lanes, and they're quick. So we're going to have to take care of the ball, and we're going to have to find ways to score inside.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck in your next couple of rematches here.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit Nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Dana Weltmer. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
Back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Again, Nick Lynn joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, too, since we last talked, TMP Marion there on Friday out at their place, or actually you hosted them this time around. You fall 64-52 and then had Superior on Monday. You win 55-38. Going back to the TMP game, just what were some of the things that stood out? I know you'd beaten them at their place in the first part of the league tournament by 3 points. This one, obviously, a higher scoring game.
Well, I thought they were a little more prepared this time around, and it was a good game. It really was. I know the score may not indicate that, but I thought we played very well for an extended part of the game where I think we were up 7 at halftime and shot the ball pretty well, played some good defense, and then they started making adjustments within the half-court offense that made it really tough for us. And it, you know, Talon fouled out, and actually she sat on the bench, I think, a quarter and a half, and that did not help us, you know. And they took full advantage of that because they have a really good inside player in the lane girl. And I think they outscored us during that stretch in the third quarter. I think it was 12-2 or something like that, or 14-2. And she came back in and played a little bit and fouled out. So that didn't help us, you know, because she's pretty important in part of our team, especially offensively. But I don't think it was a poorly played game. I thought we did a pretty good job with TMP. They're a very good team. I think they're 14-3 or 13-3, and so I'm, you know, not really ashamed of that. But you know, hopefully we learn some things, and we've got to do a better job of not fouling.
Then again, you moved on to Superior on Monday. You win 55-38 over them. Miley Raby and Talon Rensselaer each had 18 points for you in that game. Just as you go back and look at that one, what were some of the things that you liked about the win?
Well, I was happy to come back, you know, and I was excited to play Monday, you know, after that Friday game, and I think the kids were too. And Superior, they have a really good inside player, 6'1" girl that I thought would have made a big difference if they would have, you know, given her the ball more often. She had 23 points on us, but if, you know, she could have done a lot of damage where others were shooting threes against us and missing, where would have probably put us in foul trouble and got us, you know, probably a pretty darn good score. But I thought we did a good job, and you know, we haven't beaten them in 3 or 4 years. It was good to get that and get that monkey off our back with them and get the win. And we're hopefully looking forward to two more games this week. Kind of excited about that as well.
two more games this week, as you mentioned, Hill City on Thursday, Norton on Friday. What do you expect to see in these two games against some league opponents?
Hill City has got two players, one inside, one outside, and they're both really good, especially the one that's kind of plays all the way around. And you know, we may do some face guarding with her tomorrow. That might be our plan, and do a little more man stuff. We've done a lot of 2-3 zone matchups, and hopefully we can do a little more man stuff with them. And then on Friday with Norton, it'll be probably more of a 2-3 matchup kind of situation, and possibly a little more full court game with pressing and stuff like that.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best luck in your next couple games here.
You bet. Thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube with live virtual Ask the Landmark Expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's planter clinic videos February 23rd and stay tuned to Landmark Implement social channels for more information.
And we're back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Dana Weltmer with us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, you actually played two since we last talked. You fell against TMP Marion on Friday, but came back with a win over Superior, Nebraska there on Monday. Your first win of the season, 40-34 over Superior. So just take me back and what it meant to be able to pick that win up on Monday and how the boys played there Monday night.
You know, I'm really proud of them because they just battled, and it's not a situation we've been in a lot, and they found a way to win. So I was proud of them for continuing to just keep working at what we're trying to teach, because eventually, you know, the wins will come, and I know they haven't seen that, and I know that's hard to understand when you're in this day and age when things seem to happen so instant for kids. So the process has been real for us, and I'm just proud of them. We needed that, you know, and for them to be able to stick some big free throws late and handle the ball late and just be in that situation. And there's still plenty to learn always, but it was nice to have that feeling of relief a little bit, I think, and then we just get to keep moving on. So
yeah, you move on and have two games scheduled this week, the makeup game with Hill City on Thursday, and then you have Norton on Friday. When you look at Hill City first, I don't know if you've seen a lot from them yet. They're 10-5 coming in, have had some success in another tough Mid-Continent League school.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of respect for their coach. He's been there a long time, and they're well-disciplined, and they're very well-balanced, and they're going to be a challenge for us in terms of just what they're going to give on offense and with all their screens and just, so it'll be a challenge. I don't want to play any more games. Just kidding. Can I say that? I don't want to play anymore, but no, we'll be good. I mean, it's just another opportunity for us to try to get better at our defense and learn some more.
What does Norton have this year? They're 12-4. What kind of talent do you expect from them?
Oh, you know, they're just well coached, and I think they're going to be big like everyone else, and it's just another, to me, all these teams are the same. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just veteran, and they've got balance, and they've got guard play, they've got, you know, so it's just every game for us, it's just, I keep going back to our base defense on what we need to do to get better. It's really not about who we're playing. Mm-hmm. It's about us trying to get better at our system, and that's really all I can ask for. And I'm just really proud of my kids for working hard and coming to practice and trying to be focused and taking little steps. And that's really all I can do. And then when we get an opportunity to play a game, it's fun. You know, high school basketball is supposed to be fun. So we're trying to keep it fun and enjoy the process.
Dana Weltmer, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck in your games at the end of the week.
Thank you so much.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark's annual planter clinic is going virtual. Videos will be released February 23rd on YouTube with live virtual Ask the Landmark Expert sessions the following week. Landmark's planter videos offer expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere planter technology. Learn about planter performance upgrade kits, settings, adjustments, maintenance, and more. Mark your calendars for the release of Landmark's planter clinic videos February 23rd and stay tuned to Landmark Implement's social channels for more information.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Next Tech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Next Tech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high-def and DVR are included free. Sign up at nexttech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Next Tech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Next Tech.
Hi, welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Darren Grauerholtz with us, the head coach now of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. And, Coach, you've actually played three games here on the girls' side since we talked last. Sylvan Lucas, you won in overtime 46-38 on Friday and then came back Monday with a 61-31 win over Lakeside, 46-33 at Logan Palco. You win on Tuesday. Go back first to the Friday game. Sylvan Lucas, a team you'd already seen once this season, beat them by 7 the first time. You beat them by 8 in overtime this time around.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those classic slow starts that we've been having here the last few ball games, and it was finally we started kicking things in there midway through the fourth quarter to where we started feeling a little bit more comfortable. And then I thought we had a two-point lead there with just a few seconds left, and they were able to tie the game and then go into overtime. And once it got into overtime with our momentum, I just felt like we were going to have it in hand. But, you know, Coach Batchman was back this go-around with the girls. He was gone the first time around, and he definitely has those girls ready to play and doing some nice things with them. So it was just nice to be able to prevail through that contest, even though we had some tough times getting started again.
So, again, you win that one, and then come back Monday, and I don't know if you would agree, but it felt like, for me, since the games that I've seen you play, it was one of your best outings as far as the whole game was concerned there against Lakeside. You win 61-31. You got out to a 14-0 lead, so a better start, obviously, there. What were your thoughts on Monday's game?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it was good to see the fact that we could actually do that after all these tough starts that we've had here in the past. But, you know, I just really felt like the girls were ready to play that one, and I kind of put a challenge to them, and they really did take to it. So I thought we was able to put a pretty good game together. I think we did have a little bit of a snag there in either the second or the third quarter. I think it was the second quarter. We kind of slowed down there, and then we got the momentum going again. But, yeah, you know, and one of the deals there, we was able to hit some outside shots that we had there in the previous four or five games.
Logan Palco on Tuesday then. I know it's probably fun for you guys to get a chance to go back and play some of those old Cheyenne Conference opponents that you used to have at Kensington there and in Thunder Ridge there early on in the time with the school. So what was it like to go there? You pick up a 13-point win against the Trojans there on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was. And it's always good to go back to those old glory days, even, you know, just for the fact that that's kind of where I played some basketball too, and it was fun to get back there on the court and coach as well. But, you know, Logan's got a good squad there too, you know, and they got a couple big girls inside. And Tori Slavic just had a heck of a game shutting them down. And Rainey Raby hit some outside shots that were very key. Madeline, she was struggling last night, but, you know, I think she knew what her role was when she wasn't able to hit, and she did it. But we did have some outside help from Bice as well. So, you know, Slavic just had a big game. She hit 16 there. And with the big girls' presence there from Logan, it was really good to see her dominate that game. So, you know, as a sophomore, she's really coming around and just really been helping her out with some footwork on the inside. So, you know, hopefully we can keep growing here in the next few days with her and get her going really good here for the postseason.
Friday night at Tescott, just some quick thoughts on their team. They're 4-6 coming into the game here this time around.
Yeah, you know, Tescott is a well-improved team. I think that they've had some games where they probably thought that they should have came out on top, and you know, it's just one of those deals. So we've got to go down there and be ready to play that game. And we still need to fix a few things offensively with our continuity. So hopefully we can get a couple good practices in before Friday and be ready for the contest.
Darren Grauerholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time, Coach, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Dusty.
Since the recording of this interview with Coach Grauerholtz, that Tescott game has moved up a day to Thursday. So again, it'll be Thunder Ridge against Tescott on Thursday now.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, Devon Branch joining us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, you've actually played three games since we talked last. Some tough losses for you here. You fall 43-36 at home against Sylvan Lucas last Friday. Monday, a tough 52-44 setback against Lakeside. And then Tuesday, you go to Logan Palco against a really good team and fall 49-39. Just take me back to the Sylvan Lucas game Friday night. What were some of the things that maybe went wrong down the stretch for you in that one as you fall by seven?
Just the Sylvan game, we just missed a couple bunnies that we usually make, you know, worrying about getting calls and passing them. Our passing wasn't kind of good. We was rushing when we got stops. We should have just slowed it down, because when we slowed it down, we got whatever shot we wanted. You know, we're a running team. I want them to run, but we got to realize when we get a stop and the score is close, sometimes we need to slow it down when our shot's not falling, and let's just go for a great shot. But other than that, the guys played hard that game. I told them it was going to be hard to beat a team twice. And good thing to Sylvan, they came in and did what they were supposed to do.
And then Lakeside on Monday, a quick turnaround there. And when you look at the Knights, a very quality team. And when they put it together and they're playing well, they're tough to beat. And you guys found that out on Monday. What were your thoughts on that game Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night, it was a great game. Game we needed to see where we was at. You know, last year, they said they didn't do so good against them. I told them this year, let's just go out there and just play our best ball. Like, now we're competing with the top teams in the league. We might not be winning, but they're starting to get the picture that we're not a team that's just going to sit down. We're going to fight. We're going to call until that buzzer rings in. Like I told the guys, I'm proud of the way we played. We didn't win it, but you guys see the progress. You see the progress. Trust the process. We're coming a long way.
Logan Palco, I'm sure you felt kind of the same way in that one. That's a solid team that you had to play on the road after, you know, a quick turnaround from Monday night. What did you see from the group on Tuesday?
Yeah, I liked it. We needed to be a little bit more physical that game. You know, we need to get hands up on shooters. I told them they're going to shoot it. They're going to be physical. They're going to be tall. We just have to play our game and play to the high extent that I thought we was going to play, but we still competed. Like I said, we played the top teams the last three games in the league, and we probably lost in a round of 18 points with all three games, but that's progress. And we're getting better. We're taking the necessary steps that we need to towards the playoffs now.
Tescott coming up next. I know Tescott's a team that typically is not up and really one of the best teams in the league. They're 2-8 this year, but what's the focus on as you go into that game on Thursday?
It's just being physical. Being physical, controlling what we control, get a rebound and run, and share the ball like a family. They might not be one of the top teams, but we cannot play down to their level. We have to play up. We have to keep building on what we've been building on all year, and that's getting better every game. Like today, we're just going to get up a lot of shots. We're going to talk it over. We're going to figure out what we need to do. And I just told the guys tomorrow, we just need to be physical. We need to be dominant. We need to share the ball. We need to move the ball. We need to get the 50-50 balls, get on the ground, get those. And just do what we need to do. Have fun. Have fun with the game. We have fun with it. It'll take us a long way.
Devon Branch, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. We certainly thank you again for taking the time this week, Coach, and best of luck against Tescott tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit Nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.